Welcome back to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. So far this election year, we've seen no shortage of Republicans stepping up to challenge Utah Governor Gary Herbert, with Utah Tea Party founder David Kirkham becoming the latest GOP candidate earlier this week. But no Democrats have officially entered the race yet. That's about to change, though, with retired Army Major General Peter S. Cook set to make an official announcement soon. What would the longtime military officer and businessman have to offer Utahns as the state's Democratic nominee? General Cook joins me in the studio now to discuss why he's planning to run. Peter, thank you very much for being here.
Well, thank you. That's great to be here.
Listeners, join us on the air with your questions and comments for Peter Cook. We're at 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. Well, you spent four decades in the Army Reserve, Peter. Give us a broad overview of your experience there, and specifically your experience in leadership there.
Well, thank you. I mean, I can't believe it's gone by that quickly. It's I was a reservist, so at the same time, I was a small businessman and serving my country through a lot of different eras in American history. This last piece of wars, and to see how these great Utahns stood tall to come out and to be mobilized to fight our wars is probably one of the most exciting parts of my life, to see how great this new generation of Americans are. But we took the military through transformation, and at the same time I ran a very successful business, and I think those qualities will make me a great governor. And I haven't come to that conclusion overnight. I've been discussing this with a lot of business leaders, both Democrats and Republicans. I've discussed it with a lot of political friends, and I think it's time that we have that kind of experience in our state office.
So are you in for sure? Will you be making an official announcement soon?
Yes, I'm in for sure, and I will be making a official announcement here. I want to be sure that when I do announce that I have, you know, vetted this through all the proper both Democrats and also my Republican friends and business leaders, and I've done that. It's a very difficult decision to make, because you have to put your family and everybody that you love and everything on exposed to the world, and we're ready. We're excited. Our family, we discussed this for a long time. And if Americans can't participate in the political system, especially a two-party system, I think we're losing a big part of democracy. So that's why we're going to stand up.
And so, Peter, does military leadership, does that experience, do you think, directly translates into government leadership, or are they different in many ways?
That's a very good question. And I think what I provide as a citizen soldier. One of the things that I want to really push in this campaign is term limitation. Because I think that in the military I've learned that, you know, getting somebody in to stay in one place too long, you know, they get more power and so on and so forth. And as generals, we were, you know, transferred from one position to the next. The running a big organization, I had over 10,000 troops, and that is requires to be quite on top of your game. I don't think anybody else I see running for governor has that kind of experience. At the same time, I ran business. I'm a small businessman. And I did that for, I'm still doing it for 32 years. So I know what it takes for a small business person to be able to make it in this economy, in this state. And I think that is what we need at the state level. I think I see too many professional politicians. I see too many, I think Utahns in America are tired of politics. They want leadership, and that's the ability to lead. And I've done that. I've done it in the business, and I've done that in the military. And I think this is what this state needs at this time.
You're listening to Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guest is retired Army Major General Peter S. Cook. He's set to become the first Democratic candidate to run for Utah governor. Our phone number is 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. We welcome your questions and comments for Peter Cook. And Peter, tell me a little bit more about your private sector experience more specifically. You mentioned that it ran simultaneously along with your experience in the Army Reserve. What exactly do you do in the business world?
You know, that's I want to back up one point also. I didn't haven't mentioned this. I also was the director of economic development for the state of Utah for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I brought in big companies like American Express and helped some of our small businesses expand. I actually at that time was very influential in helping the film festival, which we're enjoying now, to be able to move to Park City. I built affordable housing. I show where the public and private partnership in business can be able to actually handle a social need. And I think that's also what is missing is finding solutions that both a capitalistic and a very public government can work together to make a difference. We can't always raise taxes, but we have problems that need to be solved. And affordable housing is a great business. So we use tax credits, and that market alone has provided affordable housing and a capitalistic market. And I think that's a great solution that we need to adapt more into our state. So I think that experience is important.
So if you get into this race, you would be up against incumbent Governor Gary Herbert, who took over following John Huntsman's departure to become ambassador to China. He, you know, probably would tout his business sector experience as well. He was in, you know, realty for many years down there in Utah County. What would you say experience-wise, not policy-wise, we'll get into that a little bit later, but when it comes to your experience, what sets you apart or would you would believe the above the governor on that?
Well, Gary's governor is a very good person, and I have been able to work with him as we mobilize a lot of these troops. And you know, I have not. I think that public service, there's a certain point in time where you need to serve, and I spent, and this is my time. I've spent most of my time in small business, so I think I have a better understanding of small business. I think without a question, I'd probably be the most qualified person that I see running now to be the commander-in-chief of our National Guard in a really great time where these veterans who are coming back need help. I understand economic development. I don't think the present economic development policy the state is running, even though we're hearing that we have great opportunities businesses coming to our state. I don't believe that there is an economic plan that I can understand that we can sell that gets everybody in this state knowing that we're going to change this economy. And the first one is education. I mean, when you're that low in education and we have a globalizing economy, how in the world are we going to keep Utah competitive in the future? And if you can't address that issue clearly and concisely and make that part of your economic development program and show me where the delta is and make it work, you do not have an economic development plan. And that's one of the first things as governor I'll do is be sure that everybody in this state knows where we're going and how we're going to get there, and we'll have a detailed outline plan. I don't see that, and that's one of the main reasons why I'm running.
Now, Peter, if I were Governor Herbert, I might respond, hey, Forbes ranked us the number one state for business in the country. That's no small feat right there. So he would probably say that, you know, under his leadership, he's already made Utah the best it can be for the business climate. How would you respond?
Oh, easily. When I was the director of the economic development, we had the same rating. I mean, you have a great economy. You have the reason why, and I think we've seen it lately in these debates, government does not create jobs. Business creates jobs. You have a great business community. You have great people. We have the crossroads of the West. We have great talented people. We're losing that talent. And a rating today, I don't think we'll have that rating 4 years from now. You have great opportunity. We have low taxes, and we have the ability. And I also have to argue that some of the jobs we have coming in are not the best jobs for our economy. But you cannot disagree with the fact that your education is not caught up. It's not a, oh, I'll handle that when we have enough money. That's got to be the number one priority, and that's where we'll continue to be where we are today. I don't think that rating will continue if we don't solve that issue.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guest is retired Army Major General Peter S. Cook, soon to become the first Democratic candidate for Utah governor this year. If you want to join us on the air, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. And Miriam from Salt Lake City, you are on the line with Peter Cook. What's your question?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Peter, I understand what you're saying. I like what you said about education, things like that. I'm really concerned in Utah. We still have a growing population of
yes.
seniors and people with disabilities, mm-hmm. people who are low income. And in previous years in the budget, these services that are needed are always the first thing on the chopping block.
Right.
And I wonder, I know you can't be definitive, but where do you see these things as far as priorities?
Thanks for the question, Miriam.
That's a very good question, because what happens is when you don't have a full employment, or when you have trying to cut a budget, the first thing that goes for the people that need it the most. I think that's a high priority. I think that that state that cannot take care of those that are working through issues in their lives and that are disadvantaged does not show that we are the great state of Utah, that we are compassionate. You know, I've been working on this in this affordable housing concept, and I will be getting with businesses and trying to find ways to change this concept that we can't be compassionate. But there are ways that we can mix both the private and public sector together, and I think solve those problems. We cannot ignore it. One of the things I've learned over the years is that those kind of issues do not get better with time. You have to solve them. You have to face it. And I'll be very interested to watch how this legislature and this governor solve those issues this time around.
Miriam, thank you for the call. 801-355-8255 is our number. When it comes to, being able to afford those services, and Peter, and to, spend more money on public education, does that mean raising more revenue, or put simply, raising taxes, raising the income tax, or raising it at least on wealthier earners?
That's a very good question. First of all, I think that what I'm seeing in the state is the Chamber of Commerce and the business community have gotten together, and they have begun to show these kind of solutions, that they know that they can't survive in this economy or in the future unless we get our education up to par. And I think that solution, I want to see how the mandate, and Senator Jones is just here, she has some great solutions on how to solve this public education issue. But let me tell you, one of the biggest problems that I identify with really, clearly on this, just coming out of this, out of the military, 99% of America watch 1% of the military fight this fight. 99% of the people in this state watch 1% of our teachers take on this load of this whole education issue. This has got to be a community issue. We got to step up everywhere in this community, but we have to show by investing into the realism that public education is a high priority. What are our dividends? How does this make us down the road a better and more prosperous state? That has to be shown, and I think the Utahns will come to that. Look what we did in the Olympics. We are a state that can find ways as a group to solve big problems. This is a big problem. This has to be solved, and it has to be solved now. And I'll tell you that I will solve that problem as governor.
Peter, we want to go back to the phones now. George calling from Salt Lake City. What's your question or comment for Peter Cook?
Yeah, as a governor, the previous governor, for example, in case, councilman, he really listened to the people, what they wanted and what they would like to do. He was a very good listener. And also, I would like to know, which are the laws, the immigration that we're passing you that they will support? Because most of the other states that went against the immigrant, taking driver license from them, what happened lately, all those five states like Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Arizona, California, they went bankrupt almost because people left, they ran away, then they left factories, and the schools and everything without children, without, working for them. So which one of those, Compact Utah or the, 497 or the 116 are you supporting in order to keep up, because that's what Hassman did. He said, I want my first priority, education and also economics.
All right.
At that time was the first.
George, we appreciate the call. So we had HB 116, the guest worker law, passed last year. Peter, we also had HB 497, the strict immigration enforcement law as well. Where do you stand on the enforcement approach? I believe most Democrats voted against that bill.
Yeah, I'm for the compact. I don't understand why that's an issue. I mean, I think we have the predominant church and the most outstanding businessmen and community leaders come together and say this is the way of the way ahead. So to me, that's an issue that I would take and bring that community together and work with the legislature to develop something that is coming out of the compact. Now, as far as how I would handle listening, I think the first thing that we find a problem with is that state government is not accessible. And I think what I'll do is, as when I become governor, I'm going to have my cabinet meetings established at open meetings all throughout the state, in southern Utah and eastern part of the state. And so we'll be open to listen and feel how we can solve the problems throughout the state, not just stay up at in my office up at the Capitol. So I hope I answered those questions.
All right. In the few minutes that we have left here, Peter, you have been involved in the Democratic Party's what's called the DABC Review Committee, the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control Review Committee. It was set up by the House and Senate minority leaders to take a look at all the problems the DABC has been facing with these audits, you know, alleging illegal activity and serious problems within the agency. Well, first of all, the Democratic Party has been quick to lay all those problems squarely at the feet of Governor Herbert and say it's, you know, proven that he's a poor leader and he's not in charge of what's going on there. Are you as quick as they are to say it's all Governor Herbert's fault?
You know, I won't go that far, but I will say this, that when I, in my business, if I have an audit that comes down, I think this has been over a series of time. This isn't just like today. And I think that's the problem with not having enough sunshine and open discussions in this state. I think when we had our open meeting, it was so good to hear those concern in the business approach. I don't drink, and I am more concerned about how we keep an effective business. It's $109 million to the bottom line to our state. And how can that be not watched with every inch of time you have? I mean, it goes to the school lunch program. And I think effective government, there's no alibis. I've been learning in the military that if you're the commander, you take charge. And if that happened under my, you know, under my watch, you know, first of all, I'd be watching that because that's a lot of money. And second of all, I would respond immediately to the public, and I would have had these hearings, and I would have personally run this thing down to give the confidence that government can solve these problems. If we want less government, but the government we have, we want to be effective. That is not effective. That has to be changed.
And when it comes to changes in Utah alcohol policy, how far do you think the state should go towards privatization? Do you think that's what Utahns want to see?
Well, I don't want Utahns want to see, but our committee didn't think that privatization was where you wanted to go. You know, I hate to bring up this issue again. It needs to be – it has part of our economic development plan. We should be able to understand it. And, you know, if we have effectively run this program, we're not going to bring this and have it make sense. We can keep the control. Did you know that a lot of that profit should be going back, I think, to how we control alcohol in the state, how we explain its dangers at the same time we should be able to be a mature enough state to be able to realize tourism and what comes to our state is an economic developer. We need to think through that process.
Peter, I only have about 30 seconds for you, but real quick, you know, Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon ran for the governor's seat back in 2010 and was unsuccessful. Where do you think, or how do you think the Peter Cook campaign for governor might find success in this race?
Well, I think I can win, and I think that I bring my business and I bring my military background and a lot of the things that I've accomplished, and I think I can show that I am strong, I have leadership, and I can change this state and make it you know, really be prepared for the globalization economy in the future.
We've been speaking with retired Army Major General Peter S. Cook. He is set to become the first Democratic candidate to run for Utah governor this year. Peter, thank you very much for
your time.
Thank
you. Good to be with you.
This is Politics Up Close here on NPR Utah, KCBW. Listen to the show every Friday morning at 9 and Sunday morning at 6 as well. Download podcasts of our interviews online at kcbw.org. I'm Jeff Robinson. Thanks for listening.